As I stand here and look across through the metal gate, I see a structure not too dissimilar to this one. The path to it is less clearly defined, in some places overgrown and hard to see, but it is there. Watch out for the spiky thistles, prickly teasels, and harsh verbena stems as you enter. It may seem an inhospitable path to you, but each plant is there for a purpose, to make it hospitable for others unlike yourself. Thistles in particular, and mallows, feed the painted lady caterpillars, whose butterflies migrate many miles from northern Africa to Britain to breed and enjoy the cooler weather. Tansies, cow parsley, summer ragwort, and lady's bedstraw have been planted to entice the marmalade hoverfly, which, although not very fussy, is partial to yellow open flowers and umbrella-fresh shaping. These small beings travel to Britain from mainland Europe in their millions every summer to help pollinate our crops and control pests. Their larvae feed on aphids, you see. They use strong winds to brave the channel crossing, and once here, help our native insects with the mammoth job of mass pollination. Insects have always migrated as part of their history and evolution to ensure survival and make the most of favourable conditions to breed. Birds also enjoy the gift of flight, with swallows making the 6,000-mile journey from South Africa to Britain every summer to breed and feed on the bounty of insects here. Humans, until fairly recently, would have done the same, wandering without borders, checks, and passports to pastures new, bringing with them plants for food, trade, and aesthetic reasons. You may be able to spot the cardoons planted around the hide. These majestic giant thistles grow wild in southern Europe and North Africa, but they have been brought to the UK by plant lovers as part of a large collection of celebrated non-native plants chosen and used for their difference and beauty. Or look out for the buddleia, another non-native introduced to the UK from China over 100 years ago. It is a popular garden plant which has now become naturalised in the wild, sprawling across urban areas and waste ground, attracting all kinds of butterflies and moths and insects with long proboscis, with its nectar-rich flowers. I invite you to wander through the gate, down into the hide, make yourself at home, take in the view, and consider how far these plants and insects have travelled to share this space with you.